It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Yesterday, I brought to you a story about the cardboard anti-sex beds at the Tokyo Olympics.
Yeah.
Because, as we know, when you train and you don't have any fun for the 4+ years leading up to an Olympic Games, then once you've finished your event, it's time to just throw all that out the window and absolutely go for it.
Absolutely.
Okay. And because everyone in the Olympic Village is at the peak of their life. Even the discus people, man. You know what I mean? They can spin on that toe.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Throw that, this hammer.
They go, the way they go, like, heel ball, whatever. To the other ball.
And then once, like, you know, you're there in the Olympic Village and you see that javelin and it's just going, whoa, in the, and you're like, yes.
And just...
pole vault.
Some very impressive discus work all around. Really.
Exactly. So the thing is, we heard that the beds in Tokyo, they're sustainable, right?
Mm.
They're basically made out of cardboard boxes with a mattress on top.
Yeah.
And we also heard that that's to stop people having sex in the Olympic Village because of COVID concerns, okay? They're handing out condoms, as they always do at the Olympic Games, because they know everyone gets frisky, but they're saying these are just for you to take home.
Ornamental condoms.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For the keep.
Yeah.
So it turns out, though, that this has been called fake news. This Irish gymnast has gone online to debunk the anti-sex bed myth.
Debunk. I see what you did there.
I didn't even mean to do that. Great job, brain. His name is Reese. Now I'm going to say McLennan. It could be McLennan. It could be McLennan.
Yeah,
I prefer it if it was McLennan.
Yeah.
It sounds so much better. Reese McLennan, 21 years old.
Yeah.
He is here in the village filming himself on the bed. Have a listen.
In today's episode of Fake News at the Olympic Games, the beds are meant to be anti-sex. They're made out of cardboard, yes, but apparently they're meant to break at any sudden movements. It's fake. Fake news.
Now, I'm not going to tell you what he was doing there.
Well, you can imagine.
Yeah. No, he was jumping up and down on the bed. But the Olympic Games have replied to this on Twitter and said, thanks for debunking the myth. You heard it first from Team Ireland gymnast Reese McLennan. The sustainable cardboard beds are sturdy.
Okay.
I don't know.
To be fair, he is about 37 kilos.
And he barely touches the ground. It's all air.
Little gymnast fella. Yeah, just a little twinkle toes over the...
He's one of those...
He's a leprechaun.
No.
He's a gymnastic leprechaun.
No, he's strong-armed. He's one of those, you know, gymnasts.
Top-heavy. You're saying top-heavy.
Well, you got to hold on to the rings, mate.
And we're back at the discus.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
As a parent of a two-year-old child, you have to kind of... go with the flow. You have to engage with the child and things they're interested in and encourage them to engage with the world around them and find things they're interested in, and then you get given gifts of you know, educational toys and that kind of thing as well. And so then you're like, oh, hey, we've got this thing. We've got this child. How about you play with this? You like it? Great. We'll play with you and we're all playing together. All of a sudden, you're all doing puzzles. All of a sudden, puzzles are the big thing at your house.
Hang on a minute. Remember a year ago, I believe you poo-pooed the puzzle.
I did poo-poo the puzzle because you tried to take it up when you were in lockdown and you did a 1,000-piece one.
And you got James to smash it on the floor.
I mean, that was... You did ask
before
for that.
I finished it.
You did
You stole
that.
Puzzle pieces.
No, I did, yeah. So you were never going to complete it in the first place because I had the last...
Did you know I had to throw that puzzle out the other day?
Did you really?
Yeah, because I still don't have the pieces. So thanks a lot.
Did I not give them back to you?
No.
They're just in my drawer here. You should just get them.
No, well, it's in the bin now. The puzzle's gone.
Well, now I've got 5 pieces to a puzzle that doesn't exist anymore.
There you go. The puzzle hater becomes a puzzle lover.
No. I don't love them. But I will encourage her because I feel like they're mentally stimulating and they're a good toy to play with, yeah? So we've got a set of them, the 4 different Very Hungry Caterpillar ones.
Ah, nice.
And they get more difficult as you go 1, 2, 3, 4. And the pieces get smaller and there's more of them.
Okay, yeah.
And the picture becomes harder to kind of put together.
Yeah.
So that's fine. The thing I've learned, though, with having a two-year-old, and you know, it goes differently every time.
Mm.
You know, sometimes she'll get halfway through and lose interest and run off, and that's fine as well because I've already lost interest.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But sometimes, like, so you'll talk her through the pieces, and sometimes she knows where it goes. Sometimes you gently suggest it might go there, mm-hmm. and sometimes while she's not looking, you put, like, three pieces in there
Just so it goes quickly, the process.
Mate, we've got four of them to get through. It's quite funny to watch her, though, because sometimes when you suggest where the piece might go, she will look at it, and it's like you're playing chess.
Yeah.
It's like she's got the piece, and she's like, yes, I could put it there, Dad. But what will that mean for the rest of our, you know, time together here? What will that mean for the game? It's not a game, baby girl. No, she's looking at it like she's got, is it going to end up with her, you know, getting, what is it, snookered? Whatever it is when you play chess. I don't play chess.
No, it's not snookered, but we'll roll with that.
Do you know what I mean? So she's like, it's not that much to it. And I'm not saying that she's doing the wrong thing, but it's just very funny to sit there and watch her look and think about putting the piece down when it's clearly the only place the piece can go.
Have you thought about this? Her dad, very famous shit stirrer. And maybe you've just taught her to be a great shit stirrer.
She does. Oh, my God. Do you know, in how I broke my back on a swing like 2 months ago?
Yeah.
She's trolling me on swings at playgrounds at the moment. She's taking her hands off and going, look at that, Dad, look at that. And because she knows every time I'm like, hands on the chains!
Yeah.
Hold on to the chains!
Yeah. I know exactly what she's doing.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie.
Tom and Logie.
On K-Rock.
I'm worried about talking about this. Mm-hmm. One, because it's not really my story to tell, yeah? And I don't want to embarrass him. But it's also very delicate. So Saturday night.
Yeah.
James and I were obviously inside because there's nothing else to do. We were cooking dinner.
Mm. You know, and you can go into your backyard and your front yard.
Yeah.
And technically onto your, like, nature strip as well.
Also. Yeah. Yeah, and the porch because we like to see the ocean.
Do you have to wear, you know, you can't see the ocean. You can hear the ocean.
No.
You know it's just on the other side of the mangrove.
No, you can see it.
You can smell it.
You can see it.
Smells like low tide.
No, I can see it.
At your house?
Yeah. Anyway, so we're cooking dinner and then we look down and Wombi has been fixed, okay? But sometimes he still has the urge.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you mean fixed like he's a broken dog.
No. I mean,
so he's had the snip.
Yeah, he's had the snip. Yeah. Like quite a while ago, like a year ago or whatever, right?
I was surprised when you got you got them bronzed and then you hung them from your tow bar in your car.
Well, remember how you did the same? And I was like, for your own. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to do that too for Mom.
Mate, they're a replica. I didn't snip anything off.
Oh, okay.
I just had them die cast.
That make a lot of noise. It's always bang, ding, bang, ding, bang. Ding, anyway, so Wombi's doing that, and we know, and I always try and not look at him because, you know, it's his private time.
Don't do it in front of everybody.
No,
then.
But also I just thought, I want to live in a house. I want to be a parent that's open, that it's, you know, the world is a beautiful place. Yeah. And you be your beautiful self,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay, cool. He's a dog, though.
Yeah, so. I know. But anyway, so he did that, and then we noticed that he was just, after he finishes, sometimes he does it, and then he'll walk off to the rug, and he'll kind of sit there for a bit or whatever, right? But nothing ever, there's nothing to see, do you know what I mean? It's just all internal. Anyway, but something happened on Saturday where and, man, was it a worry. So he's done whatever.
Oh, God, man.
And then just, I told you this is a hard story to tell. Anyway, he was just standing there with a worried look on his face and he wasn't moving. Mm. And I was like, what's going on? And so he was facing us standing. And so I walked around the other side and man, oh man, what I've seen, horrifying.
Why are you telling this story?
I know, but because it was horrifying. So how do I explain?
No, you don't need to.
Okay. I just want people to know that what you think you've seen before, you've not seen before. Okay? Well, it is more than what you can imagine.
Welcome to Tuesday. Hope you're enjoying your breakfast.
Hang on. It is more than what you can imagine. And in this case, it got stuck. Okay? And apparently, I've Googled it. And it says that if it gets stuck, it can cause a lot of issues, right? So 15 minutes went by and I'm like, oh my God, what do we do? He's standing there, very concerned look on his face.
Angry for 15 minutes.
Yes, very concerned look on his face. And I Googled it and it's like, a cold compress can work. And I'm like, I'm not in it for this, all right?
So did you get a chair and a whip and like, ha, down, ha, down, ha, ha. Oh, you're spitting at me.
It was so horrifying, Tom. I didn't know what to do.
So don't do anything. Put him in the backyard. Put him, he's a dog. Put him in the yard and then go back and see him in a couple of hours. He'll sort himself out.
Well, it did sort itself out, but it was frightening.
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie. On K-Rock.
A woman undergoing hotel quarantine on the Gold Coast has breached her isolation conditions. She's been busted. She received a packet of cigarettes. Just needed those Winnie Blues just to get through.
Do you know what? Do they not let them smoke in quarantine?
Apparently not.
Well, if you want people to be as less stressed as possible, smoking's bad, I get that, but it's just like in prison, yeah? Isn't it like...
Well, they don't let them do that in
No, they don't.
Either.
But then isn't it kind of like, you know, oh, we'll turn the other cheek. I don't know if this is Australian. I'm talking American stuff. Mm. It's kind of like, well, let's just turn the other cheek because at least it calms them down a bit.
You mean turn a blind eye?
Yeah.
Turn the other cheek's kind of a, you're not, I'm not turning any cheeks in jail, that's for sure.
That's the phrase, isn't it?
No, turn the other cheek. To turn the other cheek is to not bite back and not have a go at someone when they have a go at you. It's like, oh, he slapped me in the face, I'll turn the other cheek rather than...
Yeah, but also, isn't it like you're doing something bad and I'm going to turn the other cheek and I'm not going to tell on you?
No, that's...
I'm pretty sure you can use it the same, mate!
Wrong, but that's okay. I wasn't going to dig deep into it. I was just going to smooth over. Leave it at my turning the other cheek in jail gag and keep moving.
That was good.
Thank you. The reason she got busted was she's in, it looks like, the Crown Plaza there on the Gold Coast in Broadbeach. And
well, you should be arrested for going there anyway.
A drone was observed delivering a packet of cigarettes to a woman in a hotel quarantine by flying to her balcony.
That's all right.
Why isn't she allowed to smoke if she's got a balcony? That seems
ridiculous.
Yeah. So a man was believed to be operating the drone from outside the plaza.
Am I a bad person for saying that?
What, to turn the other cheek and using it incorrectly?
No. For saying, I mean, you know, smoking's bad, I get that. But also, she's in quarantine for 14 days.
100%, just, yeah. No, give people whatever their vices are.
Yeah.
I mean.
Really, whatever their vices are.
Well, I mean, whatever their... legally.
I don't know if you can get some stuff droned up.
They drone them over. We're back in jail. They drone them over the walls in jail, so sure.
Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
You may have heard of the Mandela effect before.
I hadn't.
Till now. No, you have.
No, I haven't.
Surely you have.
No.
Okay, basically what it is that it's this phenomenon that happens worldwide where... a whole bunch of people around the world believe something and then find out that it's not actually true. And it's called the Mandela effect because back in the day, everyone thought that Nelson Mandela died, but he didn't die when they thought that he did, right? Okay. So this is the collective. There's other examples of this as well. The Gremlins movie, everyone remembers the villain creature. His name was Spike, but his name is actually Stripe.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, okay.
In Risky Business, apparently when Tom Cruise slides in to sing his song or do that bit, he's got the shirt and he's dancing.
Take the old records off the shelf.
Yeah. He's not wearing sunnies.
Really?
Just, yeah, random stuff where you're like, hang on a minute, but I remember that. Another one, Sinbad. Now, I know you would remember Sinbad. There
Shaquille
was a movie.
O'Neal movie?
Well, there was a, there, no, Sinbad is the.
Oh, the comedian.
The comedian, yeah, right? Yeah. There was a movie called Shazam in the 90s.
Yeah.
With that starred Sinbad. Sinbad. Oh, my God.
Bad Loggy.
And he was a genie, right, in Granted Wishes. Yeah. That movie never existed. And I'm like, I remember that movie.
What? Wait, Sinbad.
Played Shazam.
Played Shazam.
Yeah. In this, so it's really random. All these random things.
Sinbad never played a genie. Yes, he did.
Yeah, see? Apparently that movie's not real. Yeah.
What?
See, that's the Mandela effect. There's a new one that's come out and it's blown my mind and it involves, don't go Googling now, I need you.
Okay.
You can go on a Google finding mission.
Okay.
So it involves this song by Britney Spears. Now, if you remember this, the red latex, she's playing with an astronaut guy. You know, he's in Mars and whatever, right?
And there's the breakdown.
And everything. In this film clip, there is something that I was 100% sure existed.
Mm.
And now people are saying it doesn't exist. There's a guy on TikTok. It's gone viral. Have a listen to him explain what has gone missing that is a Mandela effect.
Wait a minute. So ain't nobody gonna tell me the headset in Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again disappeared from all of her pictures and videos. The headset, you know, she was always talking about Oops, I Did It Again. Yeah, hold on. So are we gonna just ignore the fact that the Mandela effect or whatever you wanna call it, or the CERN people or the blah blah bougie blue people with the time control and all that really just Mandela'd us and took her headphone set away from her. Y'all know if y'all go back and watch the videos from the 90s, you'll understand that headset was always there.
Do you remember her having a headset?
He could have done that, all the blah, 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 made it confusing. But so she wore, was it in that film clip? I don't know if it was in that film clip.
100%. In the film clip, she was wearing one of those little headsets and she was dancing with the headset on.
Really? In that,
yes.
Was it definitely that film clip?
100%. I remember it. I've Googled the film clip. It's not in there at all.
So did they take it out or is it?
Well, this is what they're saying, right? The Mandela effect. People are saying, like conspiracy theorists are saying that, and when he mentions CERN and stuff like that there, right?
Yeah.
They're saying that there's alternate realities that are happening all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And in our reality, Britney Spears had a headset. And now in this reality, she doesn't have a headset.
So we've changed realities.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's one of those crazy conspiracy theories, right? But are you telling me that you don't remember her having a headset?
I remember her having a headset, but I don't remember it being that specific film clip.
Yes,
I remember,
man. She was in the red latex and she's dancing and she's got the headset on and she's dancing with the headset. Okay. And even dolls of her had the headset.
Wow.
It's crazy. Am I the... There are other people that remember the headset. And this is what's so crazy because you hear this, you go, I went on a fact-finding mission. The film clip does not show her with a headset on. And I'm like, I vividly remember her with a headset.
Does she look as young as she did when she filmed it? Like, it's definitely not a...
No, it's not a redo. Yeah. It's not a redo. But this is the thing with the Mandela effect. You go back on the internet and you have a look for this stuff and it doesn't exist the way you remember it.
I'm more amazed about the Sinbad gear.
Yeah, I know.
All right, does anybody else remember the headsets?
Well, okay, we had Troy that called and he couldn't hang on the phone because he was driving heavy machinery.
Oh, aren't we all this morning? That's for sure.
Troy said,
big rig.
Troy said, what you're remembering, Loggy, is Britney at the Super Bowl doing a performance. And I love you, Troy, but I beg to differ. It was in the film clip. And I'm wondering if anyone else is having a mind explosion like me this morning.
Okay, Sue from Winch, good morning. Are you remembering the headset?
Good morning. Yes, I do. I used to love that film clip when it first came out. And I couldn't tell you what colour it was or anything, but I remember it being there.
See how weird this is?
Does it make
you feel weird, Sue, that I am telling you this morning, like I've Googled, I've gone to YouTube, the official HD video of Oops, I Did It Again, and there's no headset in it?
Oh, wow. Okay, I'll have to have a look at that.
Go Google.
What is happening?
You're going to have to watch it again. That's quite creepy. Also quite creepy is the new movie Old, which hits cinemas this Thursday, July 22nd. We'll send you on to see that, Sue from Winchelsea. Wow, yeah.
The Mandela effect in full action, mate. I mean, call me a weirdo.
I want to know more about this Shazam Sinbad movie that I swear I saw.
That's another Mandela effect.
Yeah.
There's a movie called Shazam starring Sinbad. People are like, no. That was Kazam starring Shaquille O'Neal. And I'm like, no, I remember Sinbad specifically being in a movie where he was a genie, and a lot of other people from the 90s do as well.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking at an article, right, about this Sinbad actor Shazam movie. And he has come out and tweeted himself and said, have you noticed no one my age has seen this so-called Sinbad genie movie? Only you people who were kids in the 90s, the young mind. So, and that was 5 years ago he tweeted that.
Maybe you know, they got to him.
Oh, hang on. Wait, no, he's trolling with that tweet.
Oh, so it is a movie.
Oh, wait, no, hang on. Now he's trolling people that do remember the movie by confessing there wasn't actually a Shazam. There's a photo of him dressed as a genie.
Yes.
So where did they get that?
No, exactly. And also, that's it. And also, there's a film clip of him. If you dig deep into YouTube, you can see there's like some vision of him as a genie with some... I don't know, man. The mind is a wondrous thing. But... if we are an alternate reality, I'm glad to be here with you.
Okay.
Tom and Logan. K-Rock.